Now that Vicky Kennedy has definitively said she will not run for the U.S. Senate seat long held by her late husband Ted Kennedy, the field is wide open for other Democrats weighing a challenge against Republican incumbent Senator Scott Brown. Kennedy had been a favorite among the state's Democratic leaders, so while her decision does not come as a surprise, WBUR senior political analyst Dan Payne says it's a signal to other potential candidates who've been hanging back.
It does give others a clearer path to the nomination.
Let me ask about another member of the Kennedy family. Former Congressman Patrick Kennedy is talking up his cousin, former Congressman Joe Kennedy, for the seat. Do you think that Patrick's comments are a signal from the Kennedy family that Joe is our guy?
I doubt it. I think Patrick was trying to be a good soldier for the family. And the question that's more important maybe is, does Joe Kennedy want to do this, even if Patrick thinks he'd be a good candidate? And my sense of it is that he does not. He didn't like being in Congress, so I doubt that he'd like the Senate, which is more dysfunctional than the House. And besides, he's got a good gig with Joe for oil.
Let me ask about another reluctant candidate then. Governor Patrick has said he won't run for the seat. But with Vicky out, is there any chance you think he'll change his mind if Democratic leaders go to Patrick on bended knee and say, but you're our best shot at winning?
I think Deval Patrick is a man of his word, and he wouldn't have said so many times that he's not interested in it. He does not want to be a senator, is what he said. So I think it would be extremely difficult to talk him into it, if not impossible.
Members of Congress, how might the fact that Massachusetts is going to lose a congressional seat to redistricting play into decision-making by two members of Congress said to be interested in challenging Scott Brown, Mike Capuano and Stephen Lynch?
I think in Capuano's case, he is running a low-key campaign for Senate.
Already.
People I've talked to who are close to him tell me that he's probably going to do it. He wants to see how much money he can raise. That would mean that his district, the 8th district, which is full of Democrats, Cambridge, Somerville, and parts of Boston, would be available in a redistricted map of Massachusetts. Steve Lynch might run, the congressman from Boston. Lynch would like to have more liberals in the race, so his slightly more conservative voting record would make him attractive.
Let me ask you about Democratic deal-making. Could one of these congresspeople go to the top Democrats in the state and say, I'll give up my congressional seat, make the redistricting process easier if you give me a clear shot or a fairly clear shot to the Democratic nomination?
I don't think such a deal would be able to be kept quiet. So if Lynch or Capuano or perhaps both of them decide pretty firmly that they want to get started this year, the legislature will know what that means, that those districts will be cut up in order to get Massachusetts down one seat, which they need to lose.
Boston Mayor Thomas Menino has said in his assessment, no one can beat Brown. You know, it's very early in the process, but do you think he could be right, especially considering that, you know, Brown came from nowhere a year ago to be one of the most recognized figures in the U.S. Senate now?
I think the fact that he came from nowhere is a lesson for a Democratic candidate. That is, they can come from nowhere to match up with Mr. Nowhere. I don't buy that Democrats can't beat Brown. We don't know what 2011 is going to bring. We don't know what's going to happen to the Tea Party movement as a result of the shooting in Tucson. There seems to be some concern that the right wing of the Republican Party has been damaged by this. A lot of things can happen. A lot of things will change. But I'm not ready to write off a Democrat's chances to beat Brown.
Dan Payne, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.